Fight Club exclusive, Peter Schweizer, Trump administration plans to use the invisible coup for birthright citizenship case before Supreme Court. By John Binder on February 6, 2026. During a special Thursday evening Founders Roundtable with the Breitbart Fight Club, number one New York Times best-selling investigative journalist and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweizer revealed that President Donald Trump's administration is planning to use reporting from his latest book, The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon, in a case before the Supreme Court of the United States that will decide the constitutionality of the nation's birthright citizenship policy. In The Invisible Coup, Schweizer details how countries including China are using America's birthright citizenship, where the children of foreign nationals, including illegal aliens and those who have no ties to the U.S., are given birthright American citizenship for merely being born in the physical borders of the country, to gain a massive foothold of its nationals holding U.S. passports. After Trump signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship, putting the U.S. in line with other developed nations, left-wing groups sued the administration in lower courts. The Supreme Court announced in December of last year that the court would take up the case and hear oral arguments in April, with a definitive ruling on the constitutionality of birthright citizenship likely in early summer, perhaps by May or June. Schweizer said that after meeting with Trump, as well as Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, to discuss the revelations in the invisible coup, he has been told that the administration is planning to use reporting from the book in its arguments before the Supreme Court on the issue of birthright citizenship. Before the book came out, we sat down with the president in the Oval Office with the Treasury Secretary and the Secretary of State, spent about 55 minutes with him, shared the material. Very, very good conversation, Schweizer said. And I think there was a lot of surprise in the room. I'm not going to go into detail, but there was a lot of surprise in the room. The president was very, very engaged and very focused on these issues. I've been told by several people in the White House and in the Senate that the material on birthright citizenship in the book, that information is going to be incorporated in the case that the administration is going to be making before the Supreme Court when arguments begin in April, and we'll be getting a decision in the summer, Schweizer said. Among the revelations in the invisible coup are China's two-route agenda to exploit America's birthright citizenship policy via birth tourism and loose surrogacy laws. Through birth tourism, Chinese nationals can arrive in the U.S. on a visa, already far along in their pregnancies, for the sole purpose of giving birth in an American hospital so that their child automatically receives American citizenship. With surrogacy, Chinese nationals never have to set foot on U.S. soil before their child is born, instead hiring an American surrogate to deliver their child for them in an American hospital to secure American citizenship before returning to China with their child. Schweizer said he also met with Senators Ron Johnson, R.Y., and Eric Schmidt, R.M.O., to discuss the issue, to which he said the senators were aware of China gaming the system, but not on the industrial scale reported in The Invisible Coup. Schweizer's The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list and is available to purchase here. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.